I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report the DNR is working to create improved wildlife habitat on state-managed property in West Virginia, but how do they extend that program to private land? There are some ways. I'll tell you about one of them coming up in a moment. A few weeks ago, the DNR unveiled a 5-year plan to harvest timber and do specific forestry designed to improve wildlife habitat on wildlife management areas around the state. But in the grand scheme of West Virginia, that's just a drop in the bucket. The majority of West Virginia's woods are privately owned. So how do we get those lands properly managed for wildlife with timber cuts? Keith Krantz, a small game biologist at the DNR, says a federal program aimed at protecting warblers is one way.
That's the exciting thing about the golden-winged warbler project and the cerulean warbler project, is that those are public initiatives, meaning NRCS, Natural Resources Conservation Service, initiatives to put work on private property, which spreads our footprint around much greater.
Okay, that's great, but most people probably wouldn't give the warbler a second thought when they're talking about cutting their own timber. However, this program offers some incentive.
In order to sign up for a certain practice, it has to be implemented by a professional forester. So if I'm not misspeaking for the NRCS, their goal will be to train or put out a training for foresters, professional foresters, to get them to understand what you do for cerulean warblers. Mm-hmm. So then when they're out there on a private forest job and they're writing these forest plans, they can incorporate those activities into that forest plan, and that they will receive payment for that, as will the landowner.
Okay, that's a big incentive. Sportsmen way under those. So what's great for warblers, what about deer and turkey?
There's over 70 species of wildlife that utilize different sections of early successional or young forest habitat. And that need for that young forest habitat guides the growth rates of those different suites of species. But ultimately, if you do something for one, you're doing it for most of them.
Boar habitat's probably the number one problem facing West Virginia wildlife right now, game and non-game. And any project that encourages more timber cutting and cutting in such a way to manage for wildlife is a plus for everybody who enjoys critters of the woods. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.